Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme.
We are so excited to be here with comedian Jared Breed.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. I love the whole setup here is perfect. It's very 27 living in NYC. Yes. Jewish chick. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh. Very. You went.
You know what? That sounded a little derogatory towards
why?
The end with the Jew thing.
Like, I'm Jewish.
This isn't Murray Hill, though.
That's exactly what it's not.
Okay.
Girls go to Murray Hill, then they go downtown. So, like, yeah. you start in Murray Hill, then you go,
right,
I'm going to get
right.
my own place, going to get
okay.
a one bedroom in mm-hmm. Chelsea or downtown.
Right,
and
right.
then this is kind of the progression. It's not derogatory, it's just
no,
the reality.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, we're all, like, very much alike. You
right.
know, we're all very, like, you know, 10% away from each other.
Yeah.
So it's
true.
Like, we're not, like, we're in the fat part of the curve. We're not in the tail ends. So, like, you and I, we're very much the same. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel a very sisterly vibe with you.
Yes.
When I walk in. And I like mm-hmm. that this is, like, the high-end dating podcast.
We've yeah.
met Acme. You know, it's a very specific restaurant.
End.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't We Met at Arby's. This is We Met at Acme. It's a very specific type
That's
of listener.
That's fucking hilarious.
You know, we all went to camp. We all went on teen tours. We all figured it out. We had a parent
yeah.
give us an internship.
What
and now we're here. Cedar in Maine.
Oh, of course.
So,
I was at Laurel South.
There
Maine,
we go.
So,
see, I nailed it.
You did.
So
I nailed it.
But this is the funniest
Came
part. Like, we live in a world right now where we're all embarrassed of having nice things and coming
yeah.
from nice things.
100%.
So,
I lie about it.
We all lie about it. And
yeah.
a lot of girls are turning against men, especially white men, and being like, well, you had it so easy. And it's like, you were my neighbor in the bigger house. You know,
yeah.
it's like, so
that's
it's like,
actually fucking hilarious.
It's very true. It's very of the time.
I'm all about saying that, like, I won't date someone who's had it easy, but like I've had the easiest life
we all
ever.
Want the life that we came from. The problem is we're the first generation to do financially worse than our parents.
Right.
That's a scary proposition, so we should all be merging, not dividing. This
right.
is the people we should be looking for. But
yeah.
it's funny because even when you know I said you got the this is the 27 year old Jewish chick life, you're like that's
right.
derogatory. No,
right.
I think that
right.
in a nice way. I think you're doing great. You have a
yeah.
beautiful apartment. It's nice. It's good to be here. I'm happy to be with you, and we'll talk dating.
Good. Let's fucking do it. Let's talk dating.
Sure.
So tell the world about yourself if they haven't already listened to one of your podcasts, which we'll talk about later.
Sure.
How old are you, Jared?
I'm 32.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from outside of Boston.
I noticed that in the area code. Where about?
Needham, which is right next to Newton, which, you know, Laurel South. You might know people from there.
I actually went to BU.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So you know the area. And,
I do. I know it well.
So I'm from Needham, and then I moved here. And, like, you know, the dating stuff, like, I've kind of just been... I went to Penn State, and then I moved here. I worked in finance for a little bit. I sold life insurance and annuities and stuff like that. And then I started doing comedy. And
at what age?
I was 25,
mm-hmm.
and when I really started. But I was just, you know... I was writing funny emails to friends. You know, you'd be in like those group emails
yeah.
and like someone would write back to me. That was funny. And that was like the best part of my day. So I was like,
right.
how do I inject that drug over and over again
right.
Without getting in the way of work? And I was like, I'll make it my work. So
yeah.
I started, submitting writing stuff and to websites. Because, you know, at that time I was 25. So that's 2000. 10. Having a blog was like the punchline then. Yeah. Like everyone had a blog. Right. So I was like, I didn't want to have a blog. So I started like finding other blogs that existed with followings to like submit to. So I was like, I could be a featured columnist.
Right.
So I started writing for Weekly World News, which is like a, you know, a they were great. They talk about like Bat Boy, and it was all like it was very misplaced for me, but
yeah.
You know, they were like science fiction funny, and then I moved on to this like sports website, then I went to Bro Bible, then I went to Total Frat Move, and then I met with Total Frat Move, and I was like, hey, I want to write for you guys. I made these videos called Frat Dude Goes To, where I would act like the biggest frat guy alive, and then they would and then interview people in the street, and then Bro Bible sent me to all these events around the country to do that, and we did them, and then Total Frat Move kept posting them, and then Bro Bible kind of changed hands. You know, I wanted to do more writing, and it wasn't working out as well as I'd like, and I was always just looking for the more eyes. You know, for me, it was always like just trying to find an audience that was like me.
Yeah.
You know, that would like, you know, like my friends, like I could perform for my friends. So when I went down to Austin for a bachelor party, I met with the guys at Total Frat Move. They were like, frat guy, what are you doing here? You know, like whatever. And we talked, and I was like, well, I want to write for you guys a couple, you know, do writing. And then I want to start a podcast. And they were kind of like, what's a podcast? And I was like, perfect.
Literally.
So I went and found a studio up here. I was like, you guys promote. We'll call it the Total Frat Move Podcast. I'll be the host. And that's an opportunity for me. That's another stage.
Right.
You know, that's an internet stage to get on. So I started that podcast. And then we just started getting emails. Like, if you listen, we started trying to do news from the site. But then emails kept coming in asking for advice. And I have kind of been that person for a lot of my girlfriends where I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be. I'm just someone that's gone with it. I've always been in relationships, out of relationships, single, you know, all that stuff. I've been in a long-term relationship, short-term, whatever it's been. But I've been through these things. And, like, I'm kind of a product of timing. I don't know how old are you?
I'm 27.
So I nailed it again. But I'm 32. When I was in college, Facebook came out. And I remember, like, someone coming to my fraternity being like, yo, we got to start a Facebook page. Yeah. And I was like, nerd. And we all laughed.
Right.
And that little, look how wrong I was, you know. And then, so then we started getting Facebook pages because we were like, we got to check out the chicks that our buddies are hooking up with.
Right.
And that's why we downloaded it. And then you get out of college and now there's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah.
And then there's the websites were big. The websites just started to become like, okay, it's not that nerdy to be on a dating website.
Right.
Then you're swiping a face and now you're liking a bunch of Instagram pictures. So I've kind of been through dating with the progress of technology.
That's
just timing wise.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys know how that new year, new me stuff is usually BS. But this year, we're going to start a healthy habit and get glowing with clear skin. You've already heard us talk too much about guys who hate bad skin. And girls who hate bad skin. So let's get on it. Go to bioclarity.com, bioclarity.com. And my listeners will get the first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings and comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you have to enter my code ACME when you're checking out. And if it doesn't work, just refresh the screen and it will, I promise you. This will cleanse you, treat you, restore you. It's packed with botanicals and Floralux that won't irritate your skin, like the stuff from chlorophyll, you know that, all that good stuff. And it's really helped me. Like, my skin has not been so dry this winter. So shout out BioClarity. Thank you for that. And like, in terms of your podcast, do you think that it's helped you get more girls? Like, have you had more relationship success? Or, like, now you're not even looking for that now that, like, you have...
No, I mean, that's... My goal is to be a comedian, like, at all times. To be funny for money. That's always been my goal. So, like, I meet a lot of people that, like, get into comedy, get into podcasts, get into, like, you know, Publix. You see a lot with, like, big Instagram followings. Like, they're there because of sex, you know, which... That drives everything. Like, you know, I want to have sex. I want to meet chicks. Like, of course I do. But I get put in a position a lot where you know, especially with women right now, they're more bold than they've ever been, which I appreciate. So you're getting DMs from girls and they'll go, and when do we get drinks? And I'm like, I don't, you know, I'm always put in the position to say no. So I think it's made hard. It's been made harder a little bit because I'm, if you went and listened, my podcast has been 4 years and I've been doing the You Up for now, you know, it's maybe since November. And so there's like hours and hours and hours of me being as brutally honest with people as possible. So like, it's tougher for me to play the game because someone could find out exactly what I think in any scenario. I've been dating, I've gotten in more fights about my podcast with girls I've dated than anything else.
What do they say? Because I find this so interesting because now like I'm, you know, in a little, like in some ways in that position as well.
Yeah, you have to be, I mean, the thing is you have to be honest.
What are they getting upset about?
Hearing the truth.
Give me an example of like a truth that would hurt a girl you're seeing.
I don't have a specific example as much as I just have like...
Like if you're talking about like a girl you fucked in the past, someone get mad at you?
It's not that as much. I've made that mistake and I felt really bad about it and I learned from the mistake.
Why is that a mistake? Just out of curiosity.
I have no bad feelings about any ex that I have.
Yeah.
So I would never want someone finding out from via a third party, well, you should hear what Jared said about your sex. I would never want to embarrass someone that way.
Right.
And also, any story I tell, it's always, I always keep that in mind. Like a lot of girls come to me
it's
like...
It's not like you're naming names, so what are they...
Sure, but I've had this situation where I've maybe said too much and you could figure out who it was.
Right.
But also a lot of girls come to me, am I going to be one of your bits? Am I going to be, you know, and I'm like, no, I talk about exes, but in a way that is to make people connect with me about their exes.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's, I've had a lot of girls where they'll... What they'll be like if I was like stop texting with someone, like if I've had sex with someone and I kind of stopped texting and then she's like, I've heard you say if you'll make a plan, if you like a girl, you'll make a plan. Why aren't you making a plan? And it's like, you heard me say
it. Yeah. Wrong question.
Girls hate reading between the lines.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like I've dealt with girls where we've hooked up for a long time and they'll be like, well, why don't you want more? And I'm like, do you want me to say it?
Right.
Girls want to be play a little bit of victim with a lot of dating stuff because they want to be. They want the friends to lift them up at brunch and say he's awful, he's horrible, and take them on a ride to the top. So like they want the community to agree with how big a dick
That's
I am.
Fucking hilarious.
But it's the truth, and it's like my friends. I don't go get that empathy from my friends. Like I don't look for that.
Yeah.
I don't need to. I can just be like, I want to fuck other chicks, and they'll go, all right. You know, like
yeah, but. That's a situation that ends in your favor.
Or if I got dumped, you know, I would say to them, she wanted, they would go, oh, that sucks. Like, it wouldn't be like, well, why? You know,
well,
like.
It wouldn't be like them being like, well, she was a fucking whore.
She
like,
was a whore.
She's a bitch anyway. So, you know, she's an asshole. Like,
it's they
not
wouldn't
like
need
that.
As many reasons as some women need. Mm-hmm. I think, because that's what happens a lot. Like, I've ended a lot of relationships. I'm like a 10-monther. Is really what I get into because a lot of
what
time
happens at the end
I think I just say like I don't see myself with this person the rest of my life, so why would I sit here not, you know, exploring other options?
When's your birthday?
February.
Are you a Pisces?
I am. Uh-huh. I am a Pisces. I don't know what that means, but
do you want to know?
No, I don't. It wouldn't matter either way, but I do think you know, when you're 10 months in with someone, you look at them, you go, you know, there's things I could cut the cord. Even though, and most relationships, the problem with relationships ending is that 99% of them end for no reason at all.
Mm.
It's just not the match. So when a lot of people want the answer to why, the why isn't going to make you feel better. The why is the reason everyone has, I don't know why.
Right.
I just don't feel it.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I just don't feel it. What does that mean? I can't see us getting married. I didn't ask for that. I know you didn't ask for that, but you will ask for that.
Right. Girls kind of want, and I don't blame them for this, and again, I'm not innocent of this either, but like a few reasons why, you know? It's it's like, just give me a few, like, is it because your mom didn't like me? Is it because, you know what
and
I'm
it's
saying?
Like, it's like, never that simple.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We wish it was. Like, you know what? Like, believe, there. You know how many times I've been dumped where I'm like, you know, where I'm going, what could I have done different? But it's like, I wish you'd just fuck someone else so I could be like, that's the bitch. You know, like, and it's like, that's not what happens. And the reasons are never you-centric.
Right.
It's always the other person. So it's always me.
Right.
It has, you know, and the problem is the "it's not you, it's me" line is so cliche, you can't even use that anymore.
You really can't.
So that they would go, "Are you saying
what it's not?" What can you say instead? Like, what's
nothing? You can say, they'll ask what you mean a thousand times, and then you walk away and you go, "I don't know what I mean. I gotta go."
No, I think unfollow. You can say like, "I'm working. I'm going through something." You can like, you know, over like dramatize. You could be like, "I'm, you know, really depressed."
Yeah, you can say those things, but I think that's worse a thing for a girl to do than a guy. I can give as what many lies. Like, if I say I'm depressed, now is not the time, and then I unfollow and I stop texting, we're broken up.
That's such a dramatic... Those are, like, so many dramatic moves. Do you do that? You just unfollow a girl?
I think I'm doing them the biggest favor. We're doing them both. There's no reason to follow. There's no reason to keep texting. There's no reason to keep that going. We tried.
What if it was a 10-monther?
I would end it and we'd stop texting, yeah.
And unfollow.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, I've left. I've started more unfollowing now than I have in the past. Mm-hmm. But I would unfollow. Yeah, I would. I just don't think there's any reason. Like, I have no animosity towards these people. So, like, why not just be like, hey, this was great. You're great. I'm great. It's not great.
Because when you unfollow them, it seems as if you do have animosity towards them. Whether you,
but that's your problem, not mine. You know what I mean? Like, that's not. As someone who's ending the relationship, the worst thing you can do is to kind of touch them. And nowadays, we do that so much. If you're watching my stories after you dump me, you're doing a disservice to me. You're making me reminded as someone that's just looking but doesn't want to touch anymore. Mm. You know, like, and that's a new reality. You know, our parents never had to deal with that stuff. Our parents never had to have say, well, why is that guy watching my story right, still like if he doesn't
over,
like me?
When it was over.
When it was over, and then right. Maybe you saw them 20 years later when you're getting ice cream with your kids. And you had a weird memory and a right, weird hello, exactly. And that's it.
If you did that, like watch the stories after it was over, what would be the reason behind it?
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
And but again, it's like you problems, me problems. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a big thing with me. Like, you know, doing comedy, you can spend a lot of time being like, well, that person got that and that person. And that's a daily struggle that everyone has to deal with. Like, you have to I have to do daily resets with, this is me I can control. Mm-hmm. I can't control what other people do or feel or say. Mm-hmm. I can't tell someone how to feel. And I just have to control being my best self. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that sounds very bullshitty and cliche and, you know, and life coachy.
Yeah.
But I think with dating stuff where people get so down on themselves is because they're looking for reasons from other people that they have no control over.
Yeah. It's true.
So, and that's why it's so tough right now because, the social media stuff, it's a whole new world. And we're getting married later. You know, I bring this up a lot. The age at first marriage has risen by like three or four years for men and women. So like we have this like weird spot of life, this mm-hmm. dead period. And it's these years that we never had, that our parents never had to deal with, mm-hmm. where you still got to come, you know, like you still got to get hugged and it ain't going to be your husband or wife. So what the fuck do you do? So you're going to be an asshole to somebody.
Well, yeah, but something that you said really resonated with me. You said that you wouldn't, like, the 10-month thing happens because you're like, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life with this person.
Yeah.
But then you said, like, you need to come. Like, so what do you then do? Like, just, like, if you
get out there, start dating, start finding new people.
You would never date someone just to have sex with them, is what I'm picking up.
I would, and I think we should all go that way.
Well,
I would never be with someone just to have sex.
Yes and no. That's, like, if it's an arrangement and both people are on the same page, it's totally different.
Yeah, obviously. Well, if you're both on the same, but very rarely are you with someone that you're like, we're just fucking, we're cool, no emotions. You know, like that's kind of like, I'd expect emotions. Like that's just like the biology of it.
Well, I think it works when the guy is the one with the emotions and the girl's like, no, chill.
Yeah, always. It's everything's girl driven. You know, that's why Grindr is heaven.
Yeah.
You know, if I had Grindr, if I was gay, I'd be fucking, everything would be great.
Right.
You know, so like, you know, this is all girl driven.
Well, I always talk about how there should be Grindr for straight people.
It would never happen.
A guy is texting you within 2 weeks and has only seen you once. He's not into you.
That's not safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's safe to say that if there's no plan, there's no plan.
Yeah.
You know, you are what you is. You're one date in.
Right.
You're not more than one date in. You could have good texts back and forth, and that could be nice.
Right.
But that doesn't mean anything.
So I honestly want to write this down because it's like almost revolutionary. So if there isn't an upcoming date planned, basically it's not working. Like he's not into you, you know?
I don't like to speak in like those black and white terms, but I think like if you're sitting there after a first date, mm-hmm. okay, and no plan has been made for a second date, I think there's two things that you can do. Hey, you can stop texting with this guy and mm-hmm. say, hey, listen, I had a great time.
I don't want a pen pal, though. Bye. Or something.
I mean, you don't have to say that. That's the thing. A lot of girls do that thing where they're like, I don't want a pen pal. And it's like this faux strength thing that's not strength. It's just you saying you don't want to get turned down, so you're turning down first. I think the move...
That's not turning down. That's saying man up and ask me out or like let's go on our own ways.
But you can do it in a way that has more strength to it. I think you can say, hey, I had a great time. A lot of fun with you. I can't really go back and forth as much. Let me know when you're free next week. I'm free.
That to me is really like desperate.
Why?
I just would never say that because then, first of all, I wouldn't leave my schedule so open for the next week. Oh yeah, I'm free any day next week. Look at me thinking about you, like wishing you had asked me on another date.
You're putting too much pride into this. It's okay to not have, you know, like that to me, like that's the mistake. Like that mm-hmm. to me is like you don't know this person. You don't know them at all. So you're saying that you're trying to take advantage of me and my time. I'm free. I'm cool to meet with you. What do you want to do? I think in these beginnings, we meet more people than we've ever had to meet mm-hmm. forever. So why are we, the ease of meeting, and then we keep the same importance of meeting these people that we had when we could only meet 10 people? When you can swipe 1,000 people a day, especially in New York City where there's so many more people. Mm. So it's like, why are you putting such importance on a date that was just a date? When you could meet 1,000 people in a day and you're saying, well, I have only these 3 minutes to get together. At that point, I think you make it so easy, guy or girl, make it so easy for them that they have to say no. Mm. Then you get the answer that you wanted instead of 3 weeks from now when you had all this pride in the beginning to say like, well, I'm free. Because then what he can say is, well, doesn't work for me. And then you keep texting another week. I can do 1 month out.
I have to tell you, that guy already lost me like so long ago.
So then you leave.
Yeah, no, that's what I would do. So if I were in a situation where I were texting with a guy because he had been initiating and we had only gone on one date within 2 weeks, I would be like, listen, this has been like nice, but if you're not going to ask me out, like, bye.
Okay.
And I think that's totally fine. I don't think that has anything to do with pride.
But at that point, you don't like him. Like at that point,
probably, yeah. So like, why are you turned off by the fact that he hadn't made a plan?
But let's say he goes, okay, I'm free next week, Monday. Let's do Monday drinks.
Then we have a drink on Monday.
Okay, so you're gonna go out with someone that you really don't like.
Well, maybe he'll change my mind and be like,
this is what women are always trying to get. They're trying to bring guys up. You know, like there's always this need to like, yeah. Oh, I can work him. I mean, I'm a good coach, like, and I can really.
I'm not changing any guy anytime soon.
I was just talking about this. It was so funny. Just like the idea that like women give guys so many chances. Like women, really great women are with guys below them because they're like, I see so much potential in this. They're like, they're like bringing up, you know, prospects. Guys only go out with like CEOs. You know, they go out with like, you know, money making companies. You know, they're only gonna go. Girls will go with like, you know, penny stocks, and guys only go into dividend producing stocks. Mm. And you know, yes, guys will. Guys want to go out and hunt. They want to give their phone to another guy and show the Instagram profile without having to choose the picture. Mm. You know, they want to say, look at what I did. Look how hot this chick is. Look at the job she has. Look at how, you know, you want to brag. And a lot of girls will go, well, it's a good job and he's got this dream. And listen, he's a stand-up comedian, but he's pretty good. Like all my friends are like, you know, bro-y guys that like to go out, like to fuck, like to drink. And look at that. They all got married. Mm. So it all worked for all of them. Right. Like they all figured it out with somebody. Mm. And I think if you get caught up with this, like, you know, this uneasy, well, I'm not going to go out next week because I don't want to let them know that I'm free. You're free. If you want to see this person.
I'm not, though.
Then like, don't be free. Then, yeah. But I would say, like, listen, I got next week. I'm open next Thursday. Let me know what you're doing. And it's like at that point, like with the guy that you're wondering about, why is he not texting. Like, I just don't look down on these people. Like, I understand. It's emotional. You can't tell someone how to feel. And if you're, and it's always easier advice to give than it is to take, than it is to receive and to enact. So I totally understand that. So when someone, you know, we've all had moments where we're with someone that we think are so great for us, but we're not understand why the dots aren't connecting. I've had that situation with me. I was hooking up with this girl. We kept making out. We would never get naked together. And I'm like, I'm sleeping over. We're not getting naked. What the fuck? And I would try to take the shirt off, and then she wouldn't I would do the 2/3 of the shirt, and I would never get like the other two, you know, I would do the 1/3, and I'm like waiting for her to like, you know, looking for the body signals of like, we're gonna fuck now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. I was like, we're really connecting on a fun level. Like, we're having a good time with each other. The texting's great, you know, but we're getting together once a week. But then every time we get together, you know, I'm just sleeping there and she's changing in the other room. Mm. Something is off. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to friends. I'm like, something's off. They're like, that is weird. Mm. And your friends will say, that is weird. That is weird. I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay. So I sent a text being like, hey, don't really know why we're missing each other on the sex front.
Right.
It feels like we're stalled. I'm free to keep this going, but totally understand if you got shit going on. And like, I think a lot of people don't want to send that text because they don't want to have the reality hit them in the face.
That is a very protective way to send that text. Like, self-preserving, you know?
Well, it's also a conversation.
You weren't like, why don't you want to have sex with me? You were like, is this going to progress?
I don't need that answer.
Yeah.
I don't need the answer of why you don't want to. Oh, you're disgusting. Like, I don't need to hear that. Yeah. That's your problem. Right. That's not my problem. My problem is I feel like we're not getting over the next hump.
Right.
So what? I'm giving you a chance to go back a step.
How was the text received?
Hey. Well, then this is what happened. So it was like, hey, I'm going, you know, excuse, going through this, going through that, got work thing, you know, all the excuses, which I can read enough to go, she's out.
Right.
Totally fine. Mm-hmm. And listen, there's level, everyone has their own insecurities. When you're saying you're protecting yourself, yeah, of course, because I'm not looking to hear, I don't need to hear the reasons, you know, I don't need her to cut my head off to get rid of me.
Like, I have a few guy friends who are very open with me, like, oh yeah, she never texted me back, but they don't tell their male friends necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I've had guys write in that they don't get texted back, and they don't, and a lot of guys will do the, you know, the friend zone thing happens to guys more than a lot of girls do. The guys will write in with a lot of the friend zone stuff.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's easier to have the person than to have the person say no. You know, so you're sitting there in a situation where like, oh, this girl always hangs with me. I don't understand. Why aren't we doing the other stuff? And I don't know what to say to her. And I'm like, you know, you got to say to her, she's not a real friend. Right. You know, like that's just
so
someone,
fucked up, but
you know, that's not, you're not, and also you're lying to her. You're not her friend. You're doing all these things in the, in the service of getting service.
Right.
You know,
it's true. Let's talk about porn a little bit.
Okay.
Do you watch porn regularly?
Somewhat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you, and you don't have to answer this, but how often do you jerk off?
How often do I jerk off? I'd say I do it like a warm glass of milk, like right before bed.
Yeah.
Just to get me knocked out, get to bed. But, you know, the porn stuff, I've kind of like, I've been in and out of porn. I was never like a, I was like late to the video game. Like, I remember I was with all my friends, and we were all talking, and they're, like, going over their porn sites that they use, and I was like, what? Like I was like, I was like, I'm in still lifes.
Right.
You know? So, I try to have a healthy balance with porn.
Yeah.
Because I do think that, I mean, that's not reality. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it can be fun. But then, you know, porn, like, porn's like, when families do, like, Sunday stew, and they make a Sunday meal, and it's like a big. I like to use porn that way. Like, I'm gonna do a real Sunday stew of
like
porn.
You're gonna do it up.
Do it up. Yeah. Light a candle.
Bunch of videos.
Sure.
Different tabs.
Yeah.
Love it. And let's talk about your fam. Are you close with your fam?
Yeah.
Good. And do you expect a girl to be close with her family when you?
I don't know if I expect a girl. I would like a girl. My mom and my dad's mom were very close. Mm-hmm. So they were like, it was more, my mom was probably closer with my dad's mom than her own mom. Mm. So I find a lot of value in that. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was like a really nice relationship. I would want the same. My mom's a very outgoing person and like fun. Mm-hmm. And my parents are fun. I like hanging out with my parents. I like vacationing with my parents. I like going away with them. So like, yeah, you know, because they pay for everything. But it's like, no, but like, and I like my brother. Like, I was just in Vegas for shows.
Older, younger?
Younger. We lived together. And then when I was in Vegas, he came out for the weekend because I was there all week. So like, I do think, and this is why I date mostly Jewish women. Mm. Is because innately we have more in common than, and that's, you know, I think it's difficult any race, religion, ethnicity to go out of it because now you have to be like this teacher for the other race, religion, ethnicity. Right. You know, there is a disconnect, I think. And like, to those people doing it, good for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm always like, how do I play this numbers game better? You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the numbers game for me has always been like, I'm pretty sure I connect with, you know, Jewish women.
Right.
In a way, because I dated a Catholic girl, and that relationship ended, obviously, but it was tough for me because it really felt like I was like a cartoon to this other person instead of like familial. Mm-hmm. So I do think it. So like, do they get along with their family? You'd like that to be, you know, I want everyone to get along with their family because I have a nice relationship with mine. But
it's not a deal breaker.
No, and I think also, like, any amount of awareness of your situation is the best thing. Mm. So if someone has, like, if I dated a girl with 100,000 Instagram followers, I don't care as long as there's a point where she goes, yeah, there's a bunch of guys masturbating to me. Right. You know, like admit to the reality. Right. Don't sit there and stand. It's kind of like the thing.
Babe, it's nothing.
It's nothing. Like, don't.
Barely get a DM.
Yeah, don't, like. Don't not admit to the reality of the situation. It's like, it's a lot like the, you know, the Jewish girls that give, you know, Jewish guys shit about being from nice areas. It's like back to that topic. Right, it's like, come on.
Right.
I get it. Like, I know where you come from. I get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, put it away. Right. So it's like a lot of, so I always want to date a girl with like just awareness and a little bit of cynicism
of who she is,
yeah, cynicism against the world, and like, you know, meeting someone and not just being like, well, they're who they are, like, no, there's judgments you made and we can talk shit about them later. You know, and so
I feel like if I'm a girl who's listening to this right now and I have a crush on you and like want to somehow get to you, I'm intimidated because I'm thinking like all these girls are sliding into your DMs. What's like the ideal situation for you to meet someone? And I know you mentioned like comedies first, but you know,
I think it's back to like the easiness of things, and I think this is like true with like all guys. Like there's a big thing, like there's a big trend right now of like girl negging.
Like, what is girl negging?
Like it's just like girls like coming at you and like trying to like
me just now.
Well, like but just like trying to like make fun of you, like, because it was like a late early 2000s thing where like mystery.
Yes.
Like that was such a bullshit thing where you like neg a girl and then they would like want to like get you because you just made fun of them or something.
I see that
a lot from women right now.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because of what I do or if it's happening to other guys.
Yeah.
But I don't need someone to fucking perform for me. I don't want to perform for anyone else. I think good relationships are improv, not stand up. Stand up, you go up in front of the group. You do your thing. They all set up, punch, laugh. That's the show. Go home. That's not a relationship. That's not a good relationship. I don't need to be performed to. I need someone to perform with. So when someone comes at me and is like, you're okay. I saw your show tonight. You were fine. Want to get drinks? I'm like, what? I don't want to get drinks. That's what I do for my livelihood.
Right.
You know, like, and it's especially for men. Like, we are pumped up by being good at the thing that we're making money for.
Right.
That is something that's I can speak for myself. I think as a man, like that's how you get your value. As a person, that's how you get your value. Where you're going out, I'm good at my job. So I'm always excited about what people do. I'm like, oh, you do, like, I think like a lot of women who are lawyers, they're like, well, guys get intimidated. If a guy's intimidated, leave that fucking dude. Like, I don't understand what world this person has been brought up in, especially this day and age. So it's like, so like, I think like more, like a lot of times when I get girls DM me, it's from this position of like, they're self-conscious, and this is true for guy or girl, but like, you're, whenever you're making fun of someone, you're just self-conscious about not being good enough for this person. So they're like, and I can only be the dick. They put me in a position where I'm the only one that can be no fun is me.
Right.
So when you come at someone, you do a joke. Well, I guess you didn't get me.
Right.
No, maybe you bombed. Like I bomb every night.
Yeah.
So like, there are things that I say that like don't get laughs, and that's okay. But like this, like I think like right now, like the thing that like it's okay to compliment people. That's the other thing. Like people think I think we're the worst generation of complimenters in the entire world. Nobody is worse a compliment. Well, you're. What do they say? I think I'm kind of obsessed with this person. You can't be kind of obsessed.
Yeah.
Those are two words that you can't put together. You're either obsessed or you're not. Give the full compliment. That gets me so fucking... People are so bad at compliments and like...
So bad.
And
I'm really bad.
Personally. But I always come in compliment first. And I think about this a lot. So I'm always like... if I go to someone's show or I'm at someone's job or workplace, love what you're doing. Even if you don't, you know, like pump the person's tires a bit. Get people excited and confident to be talking with you.
But would you agree that... there is a guy like you out there who wants a girl who's coming in vulnerable, who's able to say, you know, your arms look really nice and you had a great performance tonight. And I think that I have feelings for you and I think we should go get a drink. Like, there's a guy that wants that, maybe, but there's also a guy that wants that, like, mystery still and wants a chase of some sort and wants a girl to not put everything out on the table.
Like I'm not saying to come at me like, oh, you're the best, I need you, I want you. That's not as much what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. I can understand why it sounds that way. To me, it's more like you can be mysterious while staying confident and without putting other people down. Like, I think you can come in and be like, that was a fun show. And then you can say, you don't have to go... And you can be a little bit more reserved. I don't think coming in and being like, I don't think guys want to go out with anyone that looks at them and goes, you suck at your job. Let's get drinks now. Okay, how do you expect me to pay for those drinks?
Did someone really say that to you?
No, but it's not in those many words. But it's like you get this vibe of like, it's just a weirdness. Like I get it a lot because I put myself in a position where I'm being judged every night. So I do understand why I get it more than most, but I'm just saying the people that I'm attracted to are fun people.
Right.
And if you come with no's, you're not fun.
Right.
You know, the rules to improv.
Improv, you can't say
yes
no.
And.
Yeah.
So if you, and one time this girl was just being like awful and she kept messaging me and like, I'm there to play. Like I'm there to like write back, whatever, and say, thank you. Happy you enjoyed my stuff. I really appreciate it. And like, she just was like super negative, and like it just, and I just
like in a way to hit on you, or just like to.
I think so. Yeah. Why even message me?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like I don't need to talk to you. So I just wrote Google yes and then that was like the end of the conversation.
Right.
But I block people. Like I just think like, especially with podcasts are very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right in people's ears.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, maybe I'm the first one that they've heard talk in an honest way that hasn't had bullshit to them.
Mm.
Like maybe like, and someone that they haven't met. Like it's a weird way to hear someone speak is through a podcast and you've never met this person.
Right.
So I think like they feel like they already know you a little bit. There's some of that.
Mm.
But I'm not offended by someone DMs. Like I think that's great. I had a girl just messaged me over Instagram, and I gave her my number.
Great.
And it was from...
What was the, like, message that was successful to
well,
you?
She's almost losing me now, too.
Uh-oh.
This is, she...
Uh-oh.
Well, I saw her, and this happened, you know, I was just, like, sitting at, I was about to go host, and she was like, oh, wow, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, cool, welcome to the show, come on in, whatever. And she was with a guy, and I was like, you know, and then I was like, she's with a guy. So I'm just like going to not say, you know, I saw her in the beginning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then I left the show and I got a DM today like, hey, I'm the one that I think that we would. She said, I'm the one that said hi. I think we're meant to be, like something like that. And I wrote back, that's going to be tough for you, me, and your boyfriend to get together. And you know, because I had to like ask who this guy, you know, obviously this guy isn't there. And she was like, we're like family. I was like, well, that's a little weird. And then, you know, we've gone from there. But she was hot and seemed fun. But, you know, I don't think there's any like magic equation. I think it's more just being like being fun and, you know, and not negative. I don't think negative. Yeah, authentic.
What if like, what if a girl's like, like attitude, like her whole, like her personality is like, like kind of like a dry sense of humor, like that, you know, might come off like, like you might be sensitive, maybe thinking she's like making fun of you, but she's just witty and like, you know.
Yeah, but just... that's always the excuse of the, it's always the sarcastic girl that's just an asshole. Mm. You know, like it's always the, oh, I'm witty and sarcastic, I'm the one that no one gets. Why does no one get you? You know, like why you, it just feels like these people.
But you
are,
just made her the one that no one gets. She's still cool, she's still witty, a lot of people get her. But in this particular scenario, maybe you're the one, you're one of the people that wouldn't want that or wouldn't get that and wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, that's possible. Like,
it's possible. Grandma, you know, if she had balls, she'd be grandpa. You know, it's like, there's a lot, there's possibilities all out there. But I'm saying, like, they never, those people never give you the credit that they give themselves. So they always give, they always say, well, everyone thinks that I'm this. Why couldn't it be her one time that she missed the mark? You know? Oh, so I must be the crazy one? I'm seriously here to get it. I'm here to want to get it. Like, I, this isn't, you know, I some of the funniest people in the world that I know, some of the best comics in New York are women. This isn't a women can't be funny thing. Like, this is, I know some of my best friends, like, are killing it right now, and they're so fucking funny, and and it's not about men, women. It's about coming at someone in a way that has a little bit of vulnerability to yourself, because a lot of times when they're like, I, no one gets me, it's them trying to block off vulnerability.
Yeah.
They don't want, so they're trying to put that on you. A lot of times when you feel bad about yourself, when you're around somebody, it's because someone else is putting their insecurities on you so that you have to deal with them too. True. So they bring you down with them. Right. So I generally try to stay away from those people. Like, I had a girl, she DM'd me, and I don't know how we got to this point, but she ended up at shows. She would come to like live shows and whatever, and we met up after the show, we got a drink, and we're hanging out, and I was like, I generally just don't feel good about me and this person. Like, I just didn't feel it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna go home. Like, we made out, and then I went home, and I was like, I shouldn't go anywhere with this girl. Like, I just was like, I don't think. Yeah. And then she kept messaged me, you know, she wanted to hook up, and I'm like, it's gonna be a no for me, and like I kind of like backed off, and so then she started like responding to like everything I put up, and it was like in weird ways, and then like at one point, like I just I talk a lot about like my body on stage. I talk about like wanting to lose weight, and like I went off of booze for a month, so I put up like an Instagram story. It was like I was like a, I was wearing a sweater, so I wrote "big sweater guy" now, and then she wrote back like "fat," and I was like,
"What?"
And I wrote back, "What?" And then she was like, like, and then she went on into this other thing, and I was like, "Oh, I shouldn't." So I just ended up blocking the person on everything because I was just like, "You, it's not the." And then, but it seems like these people that do these things that are like have the most problems with interpersonal things are the, and this is anyone, is the ones announcing themselves as something before I can say it myself. So I'm the sarcastic one, I'm the witty one, why don't you let me figure that out? You know, you can, we live in a generation of saying what you are before being that thing. You know, like I'm you know, we have seven jobs that we never did,
right?
You know, but that's what my bio is, so I have to say that. So it's like, I think a lot of times so you get it, like, I think those people are the ones just getting in front of it so that they don't fail at the thing they want to be. And, which is, I get it. I've been there. I'm there on an everyday basis. I'm just saying that,
but you,
I
like,
see it.
But it seems like you prefer a girl who just kind of like goes with the flow and doesn't come in hot being like, I'm this and I'm that. And like,
yeah,
you know?
just, yeah.
Silent confidence, almost, like.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had good relationships with, like, you know, people that are out there, and I've had bad, good ones with people that are quiet and reserved. I went on a great day with a girl who's, like, you know, a little bit more quiet, and, you know, she's very sarcastic and all that stuff, and I took that away. You know, I didn't need to be told, but we met in a different way. I think also we met in person. So I think also when you meet online, we're all striving to be, like, interesting right away.
Right.
So I think that's a lot of times where people go too hard at that. You know, especially because you have no in-person, like, fun way to meet.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of, like, invent that energy, which I get that too.
So let's say we're, like, on our fourth date and, like, we're really feeling each other. But, like, normally, naturally, when we started dating, like, we weren't completely single. Like, there were other people in our lives.
That's happened to me so many times.
Yeah. Like, and it's kind of crazy that anyone comes into your life thinking you're completely single. Like, as you said, we all have to come. Like,
sure.
It's like, that's very delusional. But then at what point do you kind of, like, either gently remind this person that there are other people in your life or tell them to begin with, or do you just keep it, separate and not really bring it up until, like, you become serious?
I think you try, like, you know what I always think of, like, high society types? It's like, we don't talk about money. You know, like, that type of person. I think it's kind of that. You know, like, I think
that's,
it's like,
fucking hilarious.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you got, we do not mention money. There's no prices on the menu. You don't have to look at someone and go, oh, I fucked seven chicks in the past 2 weeks. Like, you're an asshole. Like, it's like, I think, like, if you're with someone in the time, I think that's why the planning thing is so important. Like, when a guy doesn't make a plan, when a guy says, and also to go back to what we were talking about before, when guys don't make plans and are, you know, blissfully naive, they're being assholes. Like, they know that. So, I mean, that's, that's on the other side of, like, where women are, like, letting these guys do this. So they're just different types of bad.
What's the kind of guy that, like, does that, doesn't make a plan, and then the girl's like, you didn't make a plan, and then they're like, you're a psycho. Like, what is that kind of guy?
I always, the am I being crazy email only comes from women.
Right.
And no, it's like, dude, it's like a Subway thing. If you see something, say something.
Yes.
I always
No, I'm that. Telling you right now, I just had this debate with someone. Let me give you two scenarios, right? We are dating, like, we're not exclusive, whatever. We're just, like, on a couple dates. And, or whatever. Let's say, like, we are kind of, whatever we are, we're fucking dating in some way. And you're out with your friends, and I'm texting you, you haven't responded. Like, a few hours go by, you still haven't responded, so I shoot you another text. Like, a few hours go by, nothing, I send you a Snapchat. At this point, you're kind of like, guys, like, what? Is she okay? What a psycho. Or, like, your guy friend's like, wait, is your girlfriend calling you again? Like, is that girl calling you again? Like, that's crazy. It's just, like, the vibes are weird if I'm doing that, right? If...
I don't think it's a psycho thing.
Okay, hold on. Okay, well, it's... I'm calling you, too. I'm FaceTiming you.
The calling would make me go, what's wrong? Something must be on fire.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so so then...
Who's dead?
Let's make it, reverse. Like, I'm hanging out with Talia, who's here, and, like, a few other friends, and you text me, and you're like, hey, I don't respond. Hours go by. You're like, what's up? Like, whatever. You, the same exact thing, like, you call. Like, my friends, Talia's like, oh, like, he's so cute. Like, he really cares about so much about you. Like, he called, like, he wants to know where you are. Like, he's so caring. Like, and if it's, like, the opposite, like, she's a fucking psycho. Like, you gotta get rid of this bitch. Like, why?
I don't know. Why? I've never been in the get rid of this bitch situation.
Yeah, but, like, she needs to chill. Like, she's, like...
I don't know. It seems like both of the... It seems like you don't like each other very much, if that's the case. Or, like... But also, like, when the girl says, like, that's so cute, that's, like, what the girl wants from the guy she's seeing. You know, it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, she's putting her thing on you. Whoever would say to you, that's so cute, that's so nice, that's her being, like... That's what I would want from the guy that I'm seeing, not your guy. Like, your guy is your guy.
So then let's say, like, he's your dickhead. We're away from our phones all day, both of us. And then, like, And same thing, we're dating. You've texted me a million times. I've texted you a million times. We both get to our phones. I'm looking at my phone and I smile. You look at your phone and you're like, holy shit, like I'm bugging out. Do you know
what I'm saying?
I don't
think I would look at the phone that way. I would look at the phone. If I looked at the phone, holy shit, that means this thing's done.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Because I've been that guy where I've looked at the phone and been like, fuck, and I'm like, okay, I gotta end this. You know, like, that's my next thing. It's like my next thing. If I look at the phone and smile, like that's like kind of what we're working towards. You know,
But so you don't think there's a double standard with over texting guys versus girls?
I don't know. I think that there's no such thing as too many texts. Like I really don't think. I think that. Like I just don't think there's like a rule for like the double texting. I've never understood why that became a thing. I do understand, like, for 13-year-old girls and boys, I can understand why that's a thing. I don't understand why it's a thing for, like, 25-year-old men and women. Like, I just don't. Women put these things on themselves a lot, where it's like, you know, if the guy likes you, he likes you. Like, that's, or if the girl likes you, she likes you. Like, you know, I just got an email from a girl that was saying that this guy is so, every time he reaches out, it feels like he's desperate. And she's like, that he reaches out so much that I feel like he's desperate. And I'm like, you don't like him. You know, like, if you, you know, for every guy that, you know, it's like, you should move on from this guy. And then she's like, maybe we should just be friends. And I'm like, you should be nothing. You should be nothing. He's filling a void for you that you're getting from him that you could be getting from someone else, but you'd have to fail a little bit together. And the problem is, we live in a time where it's hard. We have to start admitting, and this is kind of a topic that's come up with us a lot where we're talking. You have to start admitting that these things matter. You know, I know they're small and little, but like these things matter. Yeah. And the sooner we admit to them, the sooner these conversations don't become you're crazy.
Right.
You know, like the sooner you go, the sooner you say Instagram likes feel good is the sooner you didn't like my Instagram post 4 days ago. And it's bothering me becomes a real conversation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so this is kind of what we're trying to break
about
through.
It's about validating everyone.
Yeah. And it's like, well, this is why we talk about the timing in the beginning. Yeah. And like, these are new things that we're all dealing with. So it isn't strange that a lot of these podcasts are popping up about technology and dating and all this stuff and what's going on. Because you can't go to your mom and have her referee this argument. Your mom can't look at you and go, go, well, she did, like, look at the couple and go, well, she did post an Instagram post and you didn't like it? You weren't supportive of your of your girlfriend?
Right.
And, you know, then the guy's like, well, this is crazy. No, it's not crazy. Like, you know, this is what it is now.
Right.
You can't get mad at the rain. You got to bring an umbrella.
But like, going back to the girl who messaged you about the guy who was, like, annoying her and she felt he was a little desperate, do you think that, women are kind of guilty of, like, you know, leading men on a lot more than men lead women on, almost like in a way to just have someone there.
No, I don't think it's a more, I think we both do it in different ways.
Because, like, I'm, first of all,
guys are leading, like,
I'm guilty a lot of the time of, and I'm only first realizing this, of, you know, not only just seeing someone, but dating someone, like actually giving my time to a person that I'm not sure if I like. Because they really like me and, like, do things.
It feels
things.
Good to get the attention. It feels good to
and
have
like,
that.
And then, like, it might not even end in my favor before I can realize really how I feel. Do you know what I'm saying? Then I might end up getting dumped when I didn't even like the dude. But I'm just too nice to, like, be like, no, I don't like you. Not even nice. I'm too, like, curious to not see how it is with them. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, why do I do that? And if there are other girls out there that do that, why do we do that?
I don't know. I think that's an interesting
thing. Guys never do that.
No, because it's
like
a bad...
Like, you'd never be like, oh, I don't really like her, but let me date her for 4 months.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. This is the CEO. This is the dividend-paying stock versus the penny stock.
Right.
Girls are taking a lot of guys because it's like, well, he's got... And I understand that. That, like, for women, like, the idea of safety... And the idea that of, like, trusting someone is a way different thing because you can be, you know, literally killed by the thing that you're trying to get with. So, like, I understand that why fears and all these things happen. But the girls will look at it and say, I have 10 things I'm looking for, and he achieves 6 of them, right. And 3 of them can be fixed.
Yeah.
And I think for guys, it's way more simple than that, where it's like, I want fuck that. And it's like, and I will figure out if I like that later.
Right.
But number one, want fuck that. We're cavemen. So it's like I do want, because like, this is the thing, where guys are aspirationally fucking.
Right.
And girls are kind of like bringing guys up.
I can't tell you how many girls that I'm literally very close with who are dating guys who are like, well, he just, like, he treats me so well.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
The excuses. I was just, my friend and I were just talking.
He's such a great guy. He's a great job. He's making money.
I know. Anytime you do make this voice, the. That means you should break up.
Right.
But I think like
he really cares about me though, and that's hard to find.
Hard to find. I don't want to. And they're intimidated by. I gotta go back on the apps. I gotta go back and do. They women treat getting back into singledom as like I gotta go up that mountain.
Yeah, literally.
I gotta go like redoing a house. Like they're like literally. I gotta bulldoze the whole property. I gotta get a decorator. He's going to be in cargos, you know?
Like, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So another thought that was, you know, that was submitted to me was about how our generation talks more than ever, but is less accountable than ever. Do you agree with that? Like, we're always talking, but, like, I'm not going to, like, own up to my shit and be like, for example, let's say we had a plan and, like, I... you know, canceled it last minute. Like, that's what I mean by not accountable. Because I can, because I'm communicating with you in so many ways, and I'm like, oh, whatever, like, I'll just, you know, cancel it.
Yeah.
Or reschedule.
I think we have a real big issue with taking the loss.
Mm.
Like, we don't want to admit that we failed. We don't want to admit that we're, you know, we all, I think there's this whole, like, obsession with being good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, with being a good person. Men, way more.
Mm.
We want to be the nice guy. I mean, this is something I've talked about a lot with Jordana on my podcast about like being the nice guy, but you're actually being a dickhead.
Yeah.
So it's like preserving yourself as a nice person. And I think there is I think that's like a big thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys don't want to be pegged the asshole, when if they were just an asshole for 5 minutes, then they'd be a good guy in the long run.
Right. You know, we're dating and you assume that I like think that this is heading into the boyfriend girlfriend thing.
Happens. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Men always write in with saying, hey, this has been cool, but I like this is gonna get she thinks this is gonna get crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And it's like...
And do you ever say, like, what made you think that? Like, are you sure? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I it's easier to assume that than it is to look someone in the face and go, we're still fucking other people, right?
Right.
You know, like, because the alternative... Let's think of what the alternative is. You know, the alternative to...
It's crushing the ego, in a way.
Crushing the ego and also, like, looking someone that you like... that you enjoy and saying, yeah, we're cool, but like, I'm going to keep looking.
Right.
You know, like, I think that's hard to do. So I empathize. So I get why people get away from themselves to say like, she thinks this is going to get real. Cause I've been that guy.
Yeah.
And, I do understand when the girl would be like, this is nothing. We're just fucking.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay. You know, you're both right. You know,
right.
Like you both have things.
But, like I've had a friend in a situation where a guy literally ended it with her because he thought that she was, like, hoping to get serious and she was dating two other guys at that time.
That's fine.
And it was, like, such, like, and then when she defended herself and was like, wait, I'm dating two guys. Like, he was like, no, you're not. You want to date me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's crazy.
literally what happened.
But the other thing with that situation, like, there's the Woody Allen quote is, like, the most real one. You know, relationships are like sharks. They either swim or they die.
Yeah.
You know, sharks always have to keep
except
moving.
Except Woody Allen.
Well, you can have a great quote and be weird. You know, that doesn't matter.
But, marry your daughter.
Yeah, you can be, you know, that's okay. I can, but, you know, that quote is so real because there is, like, it's a weird thing where, you know, we talk about like the dead spot of life, like all that type of stuff, where it's like, you know, he's saying he's only trying so hard and she's only trying so hard. Mm-hmm. So both of them gave each other like the same no chance,
right,
you know?
Right.
So they're kind of like fucked from jump, you know? Mm. So it's like, she's still like, you know, you only have so much like the, I've talked about this a lot, like on the pie chart of life, you know, you only have so much time in a day.
Yeah.
And it's work, friends, family, and fucking. Right. So, if you and fucking and relationships, so like, right, you know, I say that to be stupid, but I mean, the idea that like, okay, so that pie slice of your life, yeah, like, you either give it to one person or you kind of give it to a lot of people.
So, what's your philosophy on that? Like, if you were those two people and you liked them from the beginning, you didn't want to like give it bad juju for the relationship or whatever. Would you?
What do you mean?
Like, you were saying those two people kind of fucked themselves from the start because they were never fully like invested in it, in each other.
I don't think they ever saw each other as the best thing they could do. Mm. I think they both independently decided that they're good people, but not who I'll be with forever. Mm. And so they kind of just like half hung out with it, you know?
And what kind of like, I guess my question to you is like, what kind of judgment do you make after, like, would you make that judgment and then still see someone, like, or would you, like, when you're going for one girl and focusing on one girl, it's because in that moment you think you can be together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in that, and mm-hmm, I don't want to be, yeah, I would say that, I guess, you know, it's like, mm-hmm, I, again, like, I'm I'm not an expert in this, and like, that's like the, like, where I always see these conversations as like commiserations. It's not me telling people what to do, it's just be telling people what I've done in the past. And like, yeah, I've been in that situation where it's like, you know, good, not great. Mm-hmm. And you end it and you try to find better. But like, I've also like had first interactions with people where I'm like, okay, this is someone I'm going to go out with again.
Right.
And I think that's when you start shedding those other people, is when, mm-hmm, you're like, yeah, but I'm having the best, this is the best party I've been at.
Right.
You know, I think you're just looking for the best party. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that we all have invented ghost parties.
Yeah.
So like a lot of us, what's going on right now is that like, since you can swipe, you know, you can find a million people in a day.
Yeah.
So you can be like, yeah, this party I met's great, but you know what? Why isn't there a, there should be a party with a slip and slide, right, and a full bar, and a girl who likes ass play.
Right.
You know, like, it's like, you know what I mean? And that girl you've never, yeah, even met, but yeah, like, guys and girls are doing this where we're like, okay, but I, but this party, you know, you have the slip, right, and slide. Right. And you're like, well, but I want like,
so it's like, you know, grass is greener where you water it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
And if you water it well enough, you'll have a great slip and slide.
Hopefully.
Okay, awesome. That was all really enlightening, and I love like disagreeing with people sometimes, mm-hmm, so I'm really happy that you let me disagree with you on, yeah, a few things.
Thank you for having me. This is,
yeah, thanks for being here. So I like to end with like a quote about dating or just something that you kind of like live by, and you mentioned a quote before, like a few minutes ago.
Woody Allen one?
Yeah, but is that the one that you like?
I like mine. This is the one I've been, I put it up. I've been saying this for a long time. I probably said it in this podcast. 9 out of 10 people you meet aren't the one. The 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time. Happy Valentine's Day.
So dark.
So, but that's to tell people that you're not wrong for feeling alone in this. You're not, yeah, wrong for 100%. Feeling bad about this stuff.
99% of the people you'll date, it won't work out with, because it only works out with one.
And that one ends 50% of the time. So,
and that, like, one may not last, yeah, forever. But
so that's, you know, so we all want the rocking chair with the, you know, the, right, whole thing. But, you know, that's to let people know the commiseration that I'm kind of talking about, where it's, yeah, like, it's okay to feel like this is bleak.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And no one is pathetic, just so everyone is aware. And you can follow Jared on Instagram at Jared Fried.
That's me.
You can see him at the Comedy Cellar. When is the next show?
I'm there, a, you know, a good amount, but I'm going to doing shows in Aruba next week. If they want to come, here's one to come to. I'm doing a live J Train podcast from the Comedy Cellar.
Dope.
February 26th. We're already at 200 reservations. So.
Oh, wow.
Go to thecomedycellar.com.
We'll be there.
If you want to come, please. That would be fun. We got great special guests. I've had people on the show. Like, I had Colin Quinn on.
Oh, cool.
And
dude.
I've had. I'm going to have great guests. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We do live Tinder Bumble makeovers.
Oh, amazing.
We bring people on stage to like have their Bumble profile up, and we interview them about what the decisions they've made.
Mm.
We take emails, we do hypotheticals. It's just a fun time. And if you go to Comedy Cellar's website, it's February 26th. It's in the Village Underground. Just make a reservation and say hi after the show.
For sure. But we're not going to come up to you and tell you you sucked and then ask to go out. That's for fucking sure.
Just say nice things.
Yeah.
Or nothing at all. Nice That's things. Okay, too. Yeah. It's like people who tell you what celebrity you look like. You didn't have to tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have just not. Right.
Unless it was Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And for We Met at Acme fans, we are actually doing a live podcast as well. It's March 1st, and it's at the Theory Green Street location. Leave us a review. Maybe you hate me after this episode. Maybe you like me better. Just keep it all there. And follow us on Instagram at We Met at Acme and participate in our polls. And when this airs, the Acme date party would have already happened. So thank you all for coming and have a good night. Or morning or afternoon. I do that every time. I gotta just stop saying night specifically. Bye.